The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lots of conversation there. And then obviously the Falcons play on Monday night football. So we'll have a shortened show on Monday and then all the pregame activity leading in you into Monday night football. Now, we will continue to talk about the Falcons and get back into that discussion because it's pretty simple. I think it's win or your season's over. That's where I'm at with this. Mike, we're running out of time. It's not like we have 7 or 8 more weeks to figure this out. So if you lose to the Raiders, and again, the Bucs somehow win, now you're talking about trying to catch the Bucs with what? Turtle, 4 weeks? 3 weeks to play? I mean, like, we're running out of time. So you got to get this done.
Yep, and look, that'll be the question for Coach tomorrow. As we said, we're up there tomorrow with the schedule being pushed back a day from Monday Night Football in Vegas. Ask the coach, say, look, I mean, you know, this is your job on the line. I'm not saying they're going to get you're not going to get fired after 1 year, but this is the perception that you've blown a six and three first place, seemingly indestructible, invincible lead in this division, which is it's gone. You know, and I get it. Kirk is your guy, and I know there's other. I'm not naive. I understand there's other elements at play. You give a guy a lot of money, he's supposed to be the guy for at least 2 years here. But other coaches have said, "Money be damned. I got to win." And if Penix can give you that shot, because I think we can all agree, Penix can do no worse. And I understand the messiness of it, Carl. If Penix comes in and struggles, and then you go back to Cousins, that's kind of its own little soap opera. But I just think at some point, man, you're going to have to hit that glass in case of emergency and grab some Penix.
No doubt. And again, it's not like we are forcing the issue here. The circumstances of what has happened with our team is why everybody's talking about it around the country. And it's funny because outside of Atlanta, from what I've gotten, Mike, this is an easy decision. Like outside of Atlanta, everybody's like, well, why wouldn't you do it? Not understanding that, hey, this is the plan and we are in no rush and right. All the things that we've heard. But that's why I think it's hard for some people here to swallow the fact that, all right, are we not even willing to go there?
Look, I mean, on paper, and this is the thing that we talked about last week. We had guys like, you know, you got to get after Coach. Well, look, yeah, I know they're not going to answer a hypothetical question. You know, I couldn't ask Coach last week, what if Cousins sucks? Cousins technically didn't suck in Minnesota. They didn't win the game. He made 2 interceptions, but he looked better. But we still didn't get in the end zone. So the 0-0 touchdowns and 8 interceptions is still a thing.
Yeah.
And so you're not getting anything that you need as far as the red zone from your starting quarterback. That's undeniable. So now we can have the conversation. Coach, what is it going to take for you to put Penix in? Now, Coach is going to come back in. That's why I can tell you where this is going to go. Well, this is a game we feel good. Yeah. It's a 2-win team in Vegas. We're seeing a quarterback. It may be Desmond Ridder. And it's a pretty poor football team. But they still have Max Crosby. They still have elements. You know, they still have a pretty good tight end. You know, it's still the NFL. And you guys know, records mean nothing in the NFL. Any given Sunday is a phrase for a reason. But they're going to feel that Cousins can right the ship and he's earned the right. He's earned the right to a point. Yes, you've won some games, but you've lost more games than you won for me at this point. Because there were 2 games in New Orleans where he didn't throw for a touchdown. Special teams won us the game here in Atlanta.
Well, remember last week when I asked you, what if he throws a pick early in this game, what happens? He did. Nothing happened. They didn't take him out on Sunday. They didn't even start warming up Penix. He threw that pick, they kept it moving. Now, he threw another pick late, which was an incredible play by the DB, that one-handed pick, Mike, when he overthrows, you know.
Yeah, because he doesn't put the ball where it needs to be against on pits.
Correct. Right. But that was just a hell of a play. But at the end of the day, like, he had a bad pick, and they didn't make a move. So they're not going to. Like, if that was the moment where you feel like they are going to do something, I just feel like they're not going to. And here's the deal. If you ride or die with that, Mike, and it cost you the season where you had a chance at the playoffs and we don't get there, mm-hmm. then ultimately down the road it may cost people their jobs. Not right now, but it just might. 404-726-0929. As we discuss this, we certainly want to hear from you guys. You can find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. Now, yesterday, and we'll spend a little bit more time on this because the other part of our discussion, and it's not Falcon related, it is more Braves. Mike, you said this is an arms race, and we saw Max Fried get a big deal from the Yankees. And I said to Mike today, you know, it feels like it did last year when we saw all of the teams that seemingly were contenders go out and grab pieces they needed. And we waited and waited and waited and waited. And that's what it feels like right now. Now, the winter meetings are going on, and that's why you're seeing a lot of these deals get completed. But the Braves have done nothing as to say right now. I mean, like, Mike, nothing.
No. And Nathan Eovaldi has come and gone, a three-year $75 million. So $25 million. Five more than you were given Morton for a guy that can eat some innings for you, Nathan Eovaldi. That was one that I'd thrown out there because they've been linked at a couple of baseball writers had that story. Look, Juan Soto, that's a whole other animal. I get that. But you've got to improve your pitching. And you could argue, as some people have, you've got to get better in left field. Because Kelnick, you know, yeah, he's part of a platoon, but you got to get another guy in there to upgrade. I like what we've got at DH. If everybody can stay healthy, we're good. But remember, we're not going to get a healthy Acuna to start the season. We're not going to get certainly Spencer Strider right off the jump coming out of Northport. So, and the other thing is the salary jumps to top five. I think we're fourth in salary next year because all the contracts kind of move up a notch. Is it going to be where they've always said, you know, he comes on our show, Carl, Alex always says there's no salary cap or self-imposed kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're not doing anything. The big moves have come and gone in the winter meetings, and the Braves haven't done anything. So what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to shop with a Groupon? And we're not, even though fourth is certainly a respectable place to be in salary and is somewhere we've never been, it almost looks like you need more.
Maybe you do. I mean, like, look, we know the Braves are in a different situation than the Yankees or the Dodgers or some of these other Mets, for example, where their owner's just willing to do whatever it takes, even though it hasn't worked. Remember, just a few years ago, he went out and spent a buttload of money, and it did not work. And then they ended up trading all those guys away. Let me say this about these contracts escalating and ultimately getting you to top five status with payroll. When we signed them, we all cheered.
Right.
Because they were young and we were locking them up and it made sense. And now we're to a point where these escalators are kicking in and your core group is still in place. But because of it, and I said this, we had more guaranteed money on the books than any other team in Major League Baseball over the next 5 years. That was 3 years ago. So now we're getting to that point where you're starting to see that. And what this is, hey, we've signed everybody, we've gotten everybody we need, and then you say, well, you know what, go back into your pocket and pull out some more money and let's go get some more players. That's what we want as fans, but as an organization, you're right. I don't know if that is what they're saying. Like, look, we're top five. What more do you want? We got to get healthy and see what these guys can do.
Look, we never have enough pitching, and that's always been the problem. And even the year we won the World Series, we didn't have enough pitching. Sale, Lopez, Schwellenbach, Strider. Okay? I mean, I guess you know, there's other folks that can step in here, but if you want to say, are you that warm and fuzzy about bringing Charlie Morton back at this stage?
You know, I would move on.
That's I would turn me. The page, but that's why I mentioned the guys like Nathan Eovaldi. You've got to find some guys to eat some innings. When the guys that have gone back and forth from Gwinnett finally establish themselves, you let me know when that happens, okay? Because I think, Carl, you and I have gone round and round talking about some of the pitching and saying, okay, when does this guy or that guy finally establish himself? You know, there's too much Fultonavich on this team. Guys are just kind of, or it's injuries, or Ian Anderson isn't ready, all that stuff. So maybe the worm turns in that department. I think you need to get more pitching, and I still think you got to beef up the bottom of the lineup because Murphy is a zero in high tops. I hope this new hitting instructor can figure Murphy out and Arcia gets more pop.
Yeah.
Because Kelnick, I think Kelnick, you saw his ceiling last year. Maybe he gets better, maybe it doesn't. I'd like to see them invest in left field because it will still be Money Harris, Acuna when he gets out there, but I still think we need more pop.
All right, 404, what do you guys think? 404-726-0929 as we talk about the Braves. And again, it doesn't mean that they won't do anything, because I still think they will.
But you know how this comes. It's never day one. It's never day two. It's basically the fifth page of the sports section.
Well, and that part of it, as crazy as it is, was still very competitive and still playoff bound.
Right.
Like, that's the part about this. Like, spending to spend is great.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to spend smart. And I think that has kind of been the mantra for the Braves. Now, I'm not saying, Mike, every move that they made is right and that everything that they've done is absolutely where I wanted to be. But I do think that you have to be cautious. This baseball thing, you guys see these numbers. Right. This is kind of getting out of hand, man. It's getting crazy where you can just throw money around like this and guys never live up to these deals that they sign, which is why, again, I'm all for short deals. I'm all for this. I'm not giving you a no trade. Because guess what? If I need to move you, I want to be able to move you. The way they operate, I like that aspect of things. But to your point, if you're saying right now that we don't have enough money to go get another number one arm or number two arm or whatever you want to consider it, I'm not buying that. I think they do, but I think they're being very cautious about how they go about it.
Now, again, I'm no stock expert, but Liberty Media spun off the Braves, their own entity. They're making some coin. Yes, they don't have the sweetheart TV deal like Dodgers are printing money with. And the Dodgers, by the way, great article in Sporting News talking about, you know, they gave Ohtani all that money. They guesstimate they made over $100 million in advertising back.
Easy.
From having Ohtani. So it pays for itself over the life of the contract. It can do. You can kind of do that here, too. But with, you know, with the FanDuel TV deal, it's not the moneymaker that other teams have, like the Yankees and others. But still, you got the battery. I don't know how that works or how they manipulate the money to make it sound like they're always just barely breaking even. But fans don't want to hear that. So, I like, and by the way, Snicker last year did one of the greatest jobs and should have won Manager of the Year. Okay, with all nobody in baseball overcame more injuries. They gave it to a new manager of the Brewers who won one more game than the previous manager, which made no freaking sense to me. But Snicker has done miracle work when you consider the injuries he had to overcome and the lack of pitching he's had to deal with. And he'll have to do it again, it looks like, with the pitching department.